What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin with you. We have a lot to get to. Mike Golic Jr. coming up in about 20 minutes. I wonder if he'll have a critique of Happy Gilmore.
You know he does.
I mean, and
you,
now,
you know he does.
Will he be honest like Kevin Stefanski?
I think so.
Because Kevin, I'll be honest, there was a one of us moment in that, like when Kevin said, first hour is fine, and then the movie, you know, went the way it went.
Yeah.
You and I both felt that same way about that movie, and it was like, all right.
But you could tell it also pained him to say it as well.
Yeah.
You know, like he really enjoyed the first one, and then he had to go ahead and dog it the same way we all did. It's just the reality of it.
He also, and I will tell you this, he hit on something, did Coach Kevin, at about 3:45 today, if you guys want to listen back later on the free Odyssey app, that his kids loved it. Mine did too.
So that is an interesting takeaway. Did they love it because it had like all the cutaways and they? I mean, because like you said, his kids have seen the first one.
I think kids are just more forgiving if you give a kid an hour of a movie that they really like. And remember, kids aren't beholden to the realistic nature of a movie like that. And the way that you and I, having covered sports for forever, at some point it jumped the shark. My kids have no concept of what is real and what isn't real in golf. So to them, that wasn't like a sucky plot point or like a pivot. It was like, yeah, okay, all right. He's the not nice guy. Yeah. He's got a problem, and Happy's going to sort him out.
I guess so. I it's surprising that young kids liked it as much as they did. But like, they wouldn't even know John Daly, for instance, in that. Like,
didn't matter.
No,
he's a funny character.
They just think he's a funny fat guy that lives with Adam Sandler for some reason that no one really ever describes if you don't know who John Daly is.
I will tell you, though, first 50 minutes, tight. A lot
I did,
of funny,
I liked
a lot
first,
of gags.
That's
it's
the sad
really
part.
The last 30 minutes where it. But so I would like to also report, my kids did watch have finally watched the original Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
And they've said they do like that better.
Okay, that's good.
But say they like both movies.
Well, so I didn't even mind like the scenes where they cut back and everything. I thought it was good that they kind of did that and kind of explained some of it all. It really went. In fact, I'll couple it with a take that you're not going to like in the slightest bit. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready for it.
You're not going to like this. I watched Sinners on the flight home.
Uh-huh.
I think for like the first hour and 15 or so, that was like I really enjoyed that movie. It seemed like a very, you know me, I like practical in many ways though.
Yeah.
I don't like when movies go just a little bit too out there. And then like the final half hour or whatever it was just so many vampires and so it just wouldn't leave the screen. But I was so invested in the first hour, 15, hour 20.
You had to pay it off.
I wanted it to just be what the first hour 20 was, and that's very similar to Happy Gilmore for me.
All right, now this is the tough spot, because I love the original Happy Gilmore. This does not diminish anything about the original Happy Gilmore. I did have to realize that the whole first movie, and I don't realize why I never thought about this, how unrealistic it is that a guy just picks up golf. So
that was fun about it, though, is that he had such a resistance to wanting to pick up golf.
But the long drive makes sense. I'm a power hitter, slap shot artist in hockey. So that the long drive makes sense.
Oh, I hated the reasoning, by the way, in Happy Gilmore too, that they just kind of cut off part of their
yes,
waist
that was just
in order
ridiculous.
To try to make their body bend
and
more
then,
to
and
give
then
them
they
the distance.
Did the bad AI or whatever.
They
it
had
was.
To come up with a way to do it, but that was just miserable.
No, getting back to the original one.
Yeah,
it's not the fact that Happy can hit the ball 400 yards off the tee, because some people are just blessed with that kind of power. It was the chipping and putting. The fact that he ended up just being really good at that very quickly was the part where it was like, okay, none of this makes sense.
No. But he didn't, though. Remember, he had to go with Chubbs to the mini golf course because he couldn't figure out how to putt.
That's still
what made it so redemptive at the end when he actually hits it through what is basically another mini golf course.
But he was still passable. Like, yes, he had his four putt with, you're supposed to go to your home.
Yeah, like that's the memorable scene of it. But yeah, don't you like your home?
But yeah, the point is.
Like, he'd drive the green, and then he'd six putt, and they'd be like, I guess you double bogey.
Yeah, but he'd still be finishing, like, 28th and then 18th. It's like, you don't get that good at golf that quickly. You don't go from, like, the worst guy on tour to the 18th best guy in six tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, no argument for me there. Like, it's very unrealistic that even if you could drive the course. Like, I've thought about this before. Like, if you put me on the green, could I win the Masters? Like, you start my ball in the middle of the center of the green, and I get, I mean, that's where I start, and I got to try to beat everybody else in the whole field. The way that these greens are set up?
No.
The way, how slick they are?
I can't handle a green in Medina County.
I know. I'd probably end up losing. Like, if you started my ball... If you started most people that are listening, if you started their ball 30 yards away, you're not winning the Masters.
Little Apple jobbed me so hard. It's a small par 3. They're greens.
Little Apple.
And they jobbed me so hard this year.
Well, they make, so it's an executive course, and they make the smaller courses like that. They make the greens incredibly hard.
Yeah,
that's part of the deal.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Appreciate that. I was already a couple drinks deep. I might have had a couple. I was feeling good is what I'm going to say. I don't need to go to the detail. The point is I was feeling really good until I had to putt every time this year. And it was like, okay, we got in the green in two strokes there. And then we five putted.
Yeah, putting's tough, man. Like Sleepy Hollow. I mean, have you ever played there or not? Every golfer that is in Northeast Ohio that's played understands like those greens are ridiculous.
This did lead me to the question. What's the most realistic sports movie ever? Because I was trying to think of it, and I'm like, yeah, that Major League really isn't realistic. Like, the rags to riches in one season, a guy comes out of the penitentiary, and he's, like, a great starter. That's not realistic.
Well, now I'm like, The Rookie, because it actually happened. Is The Replacements realistic? Shane Falco, number 16 in your scorecards,
yeah,
number one
in
your heart?
I guess so, because they were doing it up against other replacements.
Right.
I guess Rudy isn't realistic because the guy made it up.
Well, it's very contentious in Notre Dame history whether or not there's any truth to any of that. And plus, Rudy is just a D in real life anyway.
Like, people who know him are like, I just don't like that guy.
Yeah, there's no redeeming qualities there.
I thought Bull
Kingpin
Durham.
Also very unrealistic in many ways,
too. Kingpin is just, yeah. Honestly, most bowling movies in general. Actually, Big Lebowski might be the one bowling movie that's like, that's plausible.
Well, it's a recreational league.
Yes, but that's the point. The bar is so much. Like, you do have guys who are on that level.
That creep can roll.
Have guys who are just average Joes who are dominant on the recreation level, and then you put them up against Pete Weber. And all of a sudden, he would fall apart like a house of cards.
Dude was a pederast.
What's a pederast, Walter? I think Bull Durham.
Well, yeah, so Bull Durham could definitely happen.
Well, it helps that Ron Shelton, the guy who wrote and directed it, was a minor league baseball player.
Yeah, like, and there's, and like, even Crash Davis getting that redemptive story arc at the very end. Like,
and
all that could happen.
And even, if just the, like,
Kevin, I'd say a lot of Costner movies, though, have some base in some reality. Like, For Love of the Game could happen. With Billy Chappell and that whole scene. Like,
yeah.
It's not far-fetched that an aged-out starting pitcher throws a no-hitter and all of a sudden has this, like, great... Like, that could easily happen. Even
this big decision in the back of his mind, yeah.
Only thing that was unrealistic about Tin Cup in true reality is the idea that he just kept going for it at the very end. Like, even if that was his nature, he still is not going to end up putting so many balls in the water at the very end.
So the only two unrealistic Costner sports movies are Draft Day and Field of Dreams.
Yeah, Draft Day is not realistic
at
all. And Field of Dreams, obviously not realistic.
Well, but Field of Dreams is a fantasy movie.
It's a fantasy movie.
At which point, it doesn't have to be realistic.
Right.
Can I get back to the other way that Bull Durham is realistic?
Yeah, for sure.
Costner and Sarandon, at that age, make a hell of a lot of sense. Those are two incredibly attractive women. incredibly attractive people. That level of attractive makes it. The Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon thing, it's like, which is funny because they got together
well,
in real
but that's,
life.
That's like the origin of the cleat chaser in many ways, right? Like, that's your, as a kid, I think that was my first introduction to, oh, so sometimes people just kind of hang around a bunch of athletes, and that's their fix. They just like hanging out.
Just hanging out.
That's
just
all it
just
is.
Friends.
Well, they're not playing Parcheesi, Nick, but yeah, they're just hanging
they're
out.
Playing something. 216-474-0092. This might be a good Mike Golic Jr. question. What is the most realistic sports movie? Because as I thought of Happy Gilmore, and certainly Happy Gilmore 2, not realistic. So I thought of Draft Day, not realistic. What am I missing? Any Given Sunday's a little too much, by the way.
Yeah, I always like the Any Given Sunday.
There is some realistic stuff in there, but it's just like everything Al Pacino does. It's like set to 11 when everybody else is set to a 9.
I'm trying to think if there's like obvious, basketball movies or something we're omitting because we went very hard with baseball and football there.
Blue Chips is definitely played up.
I just keep going back to like Hoosiers and stuff like that in my
head. What's the movie about the ghost?
The brothers that die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that, and that's not anywhere close to realistic. That didn't even try to be. That's about as realistic as Air Bud.
until you die and find out that spirits do take over people's bodies.
And that dog could play.
Yeah. Mike Golic Jr. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.